Okay, so let's just throw a task into Asana really quick. Digital pop expenses, weekly. Okay, so I recorded it and I just hit the task or the action that I wanted to be done. I clicked Asana, so that's what they mean by two clicks. Click record and then click the action. And let's go see in Asana now if our task has been added. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, back tonight with another tool to potentially add to all of your AI marketing tool belts. Although, let's be honest, and apologies for getting way too corny on you, but it's well beyond a tool belt at this point. We have an entire AI tool workstation with the amount of AI tools that we've covered on the show and the many, many more that are actually out there that we have yet to cover or have not covered or will likely never cover, let's be honest. But this one we're talking about tonight is a sneaky one, and it's the little incredibly useful ones like this one that I find to be the stickiest and potentially the most useful. And tonight I'm going to be talking about the voice to action productivity tool Epiphany. Shout out to the rundown.ai for including this in their tool highlight list from one of last week's newsletters. Of course, linked in the show notes is their website at epiphanyvoice.io, which we are looking at right now for anybody who is watching along on video. And we're just going to cruise through their site here real quick, and then we'll do a humble AI marketing navigator demo of what their mobile app looks like and how to operate it. It's really very straightforward, simple, well-designed, I think, and really looking forward to showing it to you. And this will be the first time that I'm screen recording something on my phone and including that in an episode. So we'll see how that goes. Apologies in advance if that experience is less than ideal. As I mentioned, though, it is a mobile app at this point. And to be more specific, it is an iOS app at this point. Apparently, there is a wait list or a release list for the Google Play version of the app. So if you are not an iOS user, you'll have to sign up for that release list. I'll link to that in the show notes as well. Basically, this is going to let you create actions, whether they be notes or ideas or epiphanies. And I think you can see what they did there instantly using your voice. And I'll just give you the headline on their website right here. It says, "The fastest way to capture and action your ideas with voice." And it's going to integrate with, of course, all of the productivity apps that you're used to using, the task management apps, things like Slack, Notion, Asana. These are the three that they highlight right here on the homepage. But as you will see when we go through the mobile app, the other integrations include ClickUp, a general email integration, Obsidian, and Todoist. And I don't know if you, like me, are ever going about your day, you're away from your desk, you're away from your notebook, and it's always at that time that the best ideas or inspiration will strike. Maybe you'll have a mini epiphany, or hey, maybe you'll have a full-blown epiphany. This happens to me all the time, and I probably remember to do something about it or take a note on it probably 50% of the time. Well, Epiphany here literally addresses that exact problem. In fact, they say, "Epiphany is the only frictionless voice-to-action app designed specifically to record your fleeting ideas before you lose them forever." And you guys know I'm a fan of everything voice right now. I use dictation to write all my episodes. You've seen me use it just to enter prompts into the LLMs that we test. And the quicker and easier I can access that voice interaction, the better. For instance, with my Whisper Flow dictation tool, I highly recommend that as always. I can just double tap a key on my keyboard and I'm dictating into almost any app or typable interface on my device. With Epiphany, they also make it just about as easy and quick as possible. They actually say it takes two clicks, and I can attest to that having tested it. But they also have a widget that you can add to the lock screen on your phone so you can instantly record, which I really love. And on top of that, it also runs on your Apple Watch, which is even more convenient. If you can't get to your phone and you can't even hit that unlock screen on your phone, you can access the app anytime on your watch. The site here lists all of the benefits of this seamless and nearly instantaneous note-taking experience. Things like focusing on the meaningful work, which is really a core principle of everything we talk about on the show, that AI is a tool to augment, not replace humans, which really just frees them up to do the meaningful and enjoyable work that they're actually passionate about. But it also has multilingual flexibility, in-app archiving for your notes, and they truly are trying to reduce friction in every way. In fact, down here at the bottom of their site, you'll see it says, "If we reduced any more friction, it would be hooked up to your brain." So don't let the AI marketing navigator wife hear you. talking about any brain computer interfaces. It's a bit of a touchy futurism subject for the Navigator crew, but you get the point with their slogan here. They are all about reducing friction, and that's pretty evident with the optional use of either right-handed or left-handed features on the device, which you will also see here when we test out the tool. For pricing, you either have a $14 per month option or a $79 per year option. You're going to save 53%. As usual, the yearly is definitely probably the way to go if you can swing it. You'll also get 2 weeks for free if you go with the yearly subscription. Unfortunately, I don't think you get those 2 free weeks at the $14 per month. Just a heads up, check out the link in the show notes to dig deeper into the frequently asked questions. Pretty standard stuff about what makes the tool different as far as the friction goes. Compatibility only with iOS, which we mentioned, and a reassurance, at least in words, that your voice notes and transcripts are secure. All right, so let's take a look at the Epiphany app on the phone right now, and we will give you the full tour. Okay, so here you're looking at the Epiphany app profile dashboard. At the very top, they're going to give you a link to a video that'll just show you how to add that lock screen widget to your iPhone if you don't know already. And then really just some pretty standard options and preferences and settings for your account details and your subscription, and then transcriptions as well, the language that you're going to be using when you speak to Epiphany. And then this is pretty nice also, special words, any special words that you want to add. So frequently misspelled words such as names is the example that they give. And then the next one is the big one, the actions, where you can set up the actions for your notes or your Epiphany recordings. This is where you see all the tools that you can connect to: Asana, ClickUp, Email, Notion, Obsidian, Slack, and Todoist. Let's just go ahead and connect our Asana account. Pretty straightforward. You select the tool you want to connect, and then you're going to go and sign into that tool. We'll cut forward when we get hooked up to Asana and we'll test it out and see how it works. So we have authorized Asana to connect to Epiphany. And again, pretty straightforward setup. I really do like how simple they keep the app here. You're going to go ahead and select your workspace. It looks like you do need to select a project. I would have liked to have it just go right into my tasks. But on second thought, it will be kind of nice to have the Epiphanies organized in a different area in case they're not always task structured. Although I do think I'll add this to Notion as well. For ones that aren't tasks, little bit different use case for like tasks and ideas and inspirations. So in some way, shape, or form, it probably makes sense to organize these by projects. So I do like that they have that there. So I just created a little Epiphanies project. And then in the optional settings, you can really nail down how to organize these, I think. You can create sections, so maybe sections for tasks, ideas, inspirations, whatever you want to create as far as your sections, and then your assignees as well, and any followers or tags or priority you want to set also. So lots of great optional settings for your Asana action. And these are really cool also, these additional preferences down here. You can actually attach an audio file to your transcription if you'd like, and then you can display a title prefix for any of these tasks. So for instance, I'm going to be assigning my tasks or my epiphanies to myself. They will show up in my task list. So I'm going to throw a little EP prefix before my tasks so I know that these were recorded in Epiphany. Okay, let's go ahead and create this action and then we'll do some testing. Okay, so our action has been created and I actually got a little bit ahead of myself there. I want to show you at least one more thing before we test our recording here, and that's the record button position. We mentioned this when we were going over the website, but this is pretty clear evidence that they're thinking about everything to the last millisecond almost. They're trying to give you an option about which side of the screen is faster for you to click on and access on your device. So I happen to be a lefty, so I put mine on the left. But whatever suits you the best, you can actually choose the side of your screen here. On the bottom of the screen where you've selected your profile, that's where you're going to select record, but also memos. I believe this is where your epiphanies are going to be tracked, but then we have the record. So again, really pretty simple and straightforward. You hit your record button and you can see you have 20 minutes. I don't know if we mentioned that when we were going over the site or not, but these can be 20 minute recordings. Okay, so let's just throw a task into Asana really quick. Digital pop expenses weekly. Okay, so I recorded it and I just hit the task or the action that I wanted to be done. I clicked Asana, so that's what they mean by two clicks. Click record and then click the action. And let's go see in Asana now if our task has been added. And sure enough, gang, here we have our nice little prefix labeled weekly digital pop expenses task created in our Epiphanies project. So big fan of Epiphany so far. It's again one of those tools that feels like I could really stick into if I start using, kind of like the Whisper Flow tool, kind of like Serif AI for managing the email inbox. A couple of those tools of the so many that we cover that just hang around, and this kind of has that feeling. Hope you guys find it useful as well. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.